Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the B1 Gang podcast. We're thrilled to reunite with you as we embark on new adventures and mysteries alongside Gino, Joe, Kiko, and Boging. As we delve deeper into the tales that captivated us in the 90s, our universe expands with fresh insights and explorations. Join us as we revisit classic cases and uncover new enigmas, celebrating the enduring spirit of the B1 Gang. Together, we'll journey through suspenseful narratives, analyze intricate plot lines, and discuss the rich cultural tapestry that makes this series so beloved. Thank you for being part of our community. The future is bright, and we can't wait to share it with you. Enjoy listening.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we uncovering today?
Today, we're going deep, really deep into the world of the B1 Gang.
Ah, the B1 Gang. Those Filipino kid detectives, huh?
Yeah. You know, they're back and making a huge splash. But before we get into all that, I thought it would be cool to, like, you know, explore their origins.
It's an origin story, huh? That's a great angle.
I mean, how did these kids go from, like, ordinary classmates to this, like, legendary team of young investigators?
It's fascinating, right? What's really interesting is how their individual paths kind of like converge, and each of them brings something unique to the table, not just to the cases, but to their whole like shared passion for truth and justice.
Okay, so let's start with Gino. He's the leader, right?
Right, Gino Rodrigo.
The sources paint him as this, you know, level-headed journalist, always strategizing, always thinking two steps ahead.
Definitely a real strategist.
But what I'm wondering is, like, what sparked that fire in him? Was it something he learned in school? Or was there something more to it, you know?
Well, one really interesting thing we found, Gino's father, Mike Rodrigo, was a journalist before he became a police officer.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And get this, a lot of Mike's cases involved, like, debunking supernatural myths that were used to cover up crimes. Talk about a family legacy, huh?
Whoa, that's a pretty big piece of the puzzle. So it's like Gino inherited this, like, this drive to see through the smoke and mirrors to find the real story behind all the scary stuff.
Exactly. And it's not just about following in his father's footsteps either. Imagine growing up, you know, seeing firsthand how easily fear and superstition can be manipulated.
Yeah.
That kind of experience, it could definitely light a fire in someone, you know, a passion for the truth.
Totally. It makes you wonder, do you think, like, any of those early experiences shaped his skeptical nature? Because, you know, he doesn't seem to buy into the supernatural stuff as easily as some of the other gang members, right?
That's a great observation. You'll notice Gino is often the voice of reason, kind of grounding the team when things start to get a little too spooky.
Right. Which makes his dynamic with Joe even more interesting. She's like the heart of the B1 Gang, right?
Yes.
So deeply connected to Filipino folklore and traditions.
Absolutely.
So while Gino's over there analyzing footprints and stuff, Joe is like sensing the vibes, picking up on those subtle cultural clues.
It's like she has this innate radar for the unexplained, you know? And it's not just intuition. It's a deep understanding of how local beliefs, you know, and folklore can really shape people's actions and motivations.
Okay, but let's be real for a sec. How does that actually work in their investigations?
Yeah. It
can't be all incense and gut feelings, right?
You're right. They need evidence, hard evidence. But think of it this way. Joe's cultural sensitivity, it allows her to connect with people on a deeper level, gain their trust, uncover those hidden truths that logic alone might miss, you know?
So it's like she's unlocking this, like a whole other layer of the mystery, something that someone like Gino might completely miss.
Precisely. And that's where their strengths really complement each other. Gino brings the logic, Joe brings the empathy and cultural understanding, and together they form like a pretty formidable investigative team.
I like it, a formidable team. But you can't have a good mystery without some brains and some tech, right? Which brings us to Kiko. He's the researcher, the tech whiz.
Oh, Kiko, he's great.
Always digging for facts, you know, and those missing puzzle pieces. Always.
He really is. Kiko is fascinating because he sort of straddles this line between the past and the present, you know? He's got this deep appreciation for old technology, almost like he sees it as holding clues to the mysteries of today, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. It makes me wonder what sparked that interest. Like, was he surrounded by old gadgets growing up, or did he just kind of, like, discover it on his own?
Right, that's a mystery in itself. But, you know, we do see glimpses of his playful side, too, that dry wit that comes out when things get tense. It's almost like he uses humor to balance out all the seriousness of their work.
It's a good reminder, I think, that even when you're dealing with, you know, creepy creatures and unsolved crimes, it's okay to have a little fun along the way. Which brings us to the one and only Bogeng.
Ah, Bogeng.
The lovable, tech-savvy,
Gourmand. Yeah.
Always hungry, always a big jumpy, but surprisingly insightful.
Bogeng is such an interesting contrast to the other members of the gang. He's not really driven by logic or, you know, a thirst for knowledge like the others. He's more driven by curiosity, this almost childlike wonder at the world, and of course his insatiable appetite.
Okay, so how does that translate into being, like, a good detective? Is it just about being in the right place at the right time with a bag of chips?
Uh-huh. Well, that's where it gets really interesting. Bogeng's fear, you know? His tendency to, like, notice every little creak and groan, it actually makes him hyper-aware of his surroundings.
Okay.
He picks up on things that the others, you know, lost in their deductions, might completely miss.
It's like his senses are on high alert, making him this, like, unexpected source of crucial information.
Yes, exactly. He might be freaking out about a shadow, but he's also the one who notices the strange symbol carved into a tree trunk, you see.
Right, right. And that's what makes the B1 gang so effective, isn't it?
Absolutely. They each brought their own strengths and weaknesses, but together, you know, together they form this perfectly balanced team. Gino's skepticism keeps Joe's intuition in check. Kiko's research provides context for Bogeng's observations and so on. It's the classic recipe for success, really, in mystery solving and in life, I'd say.
You know what? It's kind of like those classic adventure teams, you know, like the Goonies, Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Great example.
Where those seemingly mismatched personalities, you know, they become their greatest asset.
Definitely.
But what sets the B1 gang apart, I think, is that their adventures are all rooted in Filipino culture and folklore.
You're absolutely right. Think about the Anino from Anino sa Bundok Aizarog. That creature, that legend, it's so deeply ingrained in Filipino folklore. And the criminals in that story, they use that existing fear, that cultural knowledge, to their advantage.
And that's where the B1 gang's approach gets really interesting, don't you think?
Definitely.
They don't just dismiss those beliefs as, like, superstition. They walk this fine line between respecting local traditions and applying, you know, logic and critical thinking to solve the mystery.
Absolutely. And that's what makes them so relatable, I think, to a Filipino audience. They're not just solving crimes. They're navigating their own cultural landscape, grappling with those same beliefs and anxieties that many Filipinos face every day.
It's fascinating, really. I'm curious, how do they manage that balance? Do they ever struggle with their own beliefs when they're faced with something truly, like, unexplainable?
That's a great question. And it's a question we'll explore in part two of our deep dive.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
So stay tuned because we're about to uncover even more about what makes the B1 gang tick.
Can't wait. I'm already hooked.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back, everyone.
All right, we're back. Ready to dive back into the B1 gang's origin story.
Absolutely.
Last time, we kind of, you know, left off wondering how the gang balances logic and those cultural beliefs, especially when they're faced with something unexplainable.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, how do you stay objective, right, when you're dealing with these creatures and legends that are just so deeply ingrained in your culture?
Right.
I'm especially curious about Gino, you know, the skeptic of the group.
Mm.
How does he kind of reconcile his analytical mind with those moments when logic just, you know, fails to provide all the answers?
It's a good question. Well, you know, going back to his father, Mike Rodrigo, he often dealt with cases where criminals actually exploited those supernatural myths.
Right.
So yeah. Those experiences probably gave Gino a really unique perspective, don't you think?
Yeah.
On the power of belief, but also importantly, its potential for manipulation.
So it's not that he, like, dismisses the supernatural entirely. It's more like he's seen firsthand how easily people can be misled, and that kind of fuels his determination to find the truth, even if it means, like, challenging those deeply held beliefs, you know?
Exactly. And a perfect example of this is the Anina Sabunuk Isarog case, right? Remember that one?
Yeah, with the creepy Anina.
While everyone else is kind of spooked by the Anino sightings, Gino, he focuses on the evidence. Tire tracks, footprints, things that can be measured and analyzed.
Which ultimately leads them to the real culprits, right?
Yeah.
The illegal loggers using the Anino legend to, like, scare people away.
Exactly.
It's a great example of how, even though his skepticism can be kind of frustrating to the others sometimes, it's actually a huge asset to the team.
Oh, totally. It prevents them from jumping to conclusions, you know?
Ah.
Letting fear cloud their judgment.
Right.
Now, on the flip side, we've got Joe, who really embraces those cultural beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
She often guides the B1 gang down these paths that, that logic wouldn't necessarily dictate.
And that's what's so fascinating about her, I think. It's like she has this, like, sixth sense, this ability to really connect with the emotional undercurrents of a case, you know?
She does. And it stems from her deep understanding of Filipino culture. She knows the stories, the superstitions, the nuances of local customs that someone like Gino might just, overlook.
Do you think her intuition ever leads them astray?
Mm.
Or does it always, like, point them in the right direction?
That's a good question. Well, remember the Halimasawawa case?
Yeah.
They're investigating this creature that's terrorizing a local village.
Right.
Gino, of course, wants to find physical evidence. But Joe, she senses that there's more to it than meets the eye, you know?
Yeah.
She picks up on the villagers' anxieties, their whispers about, like, a vengeful spirit guarding a hidden treasure.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So she's not just chasing shadows. She's using her knowledge of local beliefs to uncover those hidden motives, you know, and didn't really understand the psychological factors at play.
Exactly. And it turns out in that case that the Halama was actually a hoax.
Ah, okay.
A clever ruse orchestrated by, you know, treasure hunters preying on those villagers' fears. And it was Joe's cultural sensitivity that allowed her to see through that deception and expose the real culprits.
It's like she's deciphering a secret code, one that's woven into the very fabric of Filipino folklore. So where does someone like Kiko fit into all this? He's more of the tech and research guy, right?
Right. Kiko's role is crucial because he provides that historical context.
The history guy.
While Gino is grounded in the present and Joe's tapping into those emotional undercurrents, Kiko, he's digging into the past.
Okay.
Searching for those historical parallels, those forgotten stories that might hold the key to the present mystery.
I see. It's like he's the bridge between generations, right? Connecting the dots between ancient legends and modern day crimes.
Yes, exactly. And his fascination with old technology, well, that adds a whole other layer to his character. It's not just about using the latest gadgets, you see. It's about understanding how those older tools, those relics of the past, can still be relevant in today's world.
Okay, so he's not just a tech whiz. He's almost like an archaeologist of technology, unearthing those forgotten pieces of the past and finding new ways to use them.
That's a great way to put it. And let's not forget his playful side, that quick wit, you know, that sure. often diffuses tension.
Yeah, yeah.
You can picture him hunched over some dusty old book and then suddenly, you know, cracking a joke about a mythical creature that sounds suspiciously like a malfunctioning robot.
That's totally Kiko. He's the one who reminds them that even in the middle of like a really spooky investigation, you know, it's okay to step back and just have a good laugh.
He is.
So that brings us to Bogeng. We know he brings those, you know, the tech skills and the comic relief, but what's his role in this whole like delicate balancing act between logic and belief?
Well, you know, Bogeng, despite being, you know, easily scared,
right,
he actually plays a pretty critical role. His fear, his heightened sensitivity to his surroundings, it makes him notice those tiny details, you know, the subtle things that the others preoccupied with their own lines of thinking might miss.
No, it's like he's their early warning system. His fear is like a radar for the unusual or the unexpected.
Mm.
But like, how does that help them when they're trying to figure out if they're dealing with like a real monster or just a clever hoax?
Right. Well, think about it. Bogeng isn't weighed down by preconceived notions or theories. He's reacting purely on instinct, you know, what his senses are telling him.
Oh, I see.
So while Gino might, you know, dismiss a strange sound as just the wind and Joe might interpret it as a spirit, Bogeng is just simply pointing out, you know, hey, something's not right here.
Something's off.
Yeah. And that often forces the others to, you know, reevaluate their own assumptions. Look at the situation from a fresh perspective.
Right, right.
It's like his fear, his vulnerability, paradoxically makes him more open to possibilities, to seeing things that the others, you know, blinded by their own logic or beliefs, might overlook.
It's kind of like the saying, right, the things that scare us the most are often the things that we need to face. Maybe that's why Bogeng, despite his jumpiness, you know, he's always willing to kind of dive headfirst into the mystery.
He is. He's the embodiment of that childlike curiosity, that willingness to embrace the unknown, even when it's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I think, is what makes the B1 gang so endearing. They're not just detectives, you see. They're a group of friends, each with their own, you know, quirks and flaws, but united by this shared passion for adventure, for truth, and for each other.
I love that. I love how they support each other, even when they disagree. It's
yeah.
like they really recognize that their differences are actually their greatest strength. But I'm still curious about one thing. We've talked about their families, their personalities, but what about their school? What role did their education play in shaping their investigative skills?
That's an excellent question. And it's one we'll delve into in part 3 of our deep dive.
Ooh, another cliffhanger.
So stay tuned because we're about to uncover the hidden lessons that lie beyond the classroom. Welcome back, everyone.
Okay, we're back. Ready to, like, uncover the final piece of the B1 gang's origin story? Their school days.
School days. Always full of mystery.
It's funny, right? Like, schools are always shown in movies and books as these places where, you know, you learn the official version of everything, history, science, all that stuff. But the B1 gang, I mean, they clearly picked up some skills that go way beyond textbooks. You know.
That's so fascinating. Their school, even if it seemed ordinary, it probably played a huge role in shaping their approach to investigation. Think about it. Schools are kind of like microcosms of society, right?
Mini societies.
Yeah, they've got all these different personalities, rumors flying around the hallways, those, you know, unspoken social codes that everyone seems to understand.
So instead of just memorizing facts, the B1 gang was actually immersed in all those real world dynamics, right?
Yeah.
Every single day.
Exactly. They were observing their classmates, deciphering those, you know, social cues, and maybe even separating fact from fiction in all the schoolyard gossip.
So those, like, seemingly mundane school experiences were actually honing their observation skills.
They were. Imagine them, like, sitting in the cafeteria, not just listening to the chatter, but, like, analyzing it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Piecing together the underlying stories, the motivations, all that.
I can totally picture them huddled in the library, not just like researching for a history project, but really digging deeper, you know, connecting those historical events to the mysteries unfolding around them.
Absolutely. And don't forget about those extracurricular activities too. Debate club, the school newspaper, even the drama club. They were probably putting those investigative skills to work in all sorts of ways.
Okay, wait, hold on. I can totally see them writing an expose for the school paper about like the mysterious disappearance of the principal's prized pen.
Uh-huh, totally.
Or Or maybe staging a dramatic reenactment of a historical event, complete with hidden clues and red herrings.
That's great. It's those little moments, you know? Those early experiments with observation, deduction, all that. They laid the foundation for their future adventures. They were learning to ask the right questions, challenge assumptions, think outside the box.
Essential skills for a good investigator. But wouldn't their teachers have noticed something? Surely someone would have, like, recognized their unique talents, right? Encouraged them.
Oh, I'm sure there were teachers who played a key role. Maybe an English teacher who, you know, sparked their love for storytelling. Mm. A history teacher who showed them the power of historical context. Or, you know, a science teacher who emphasized the importance of observation and experimentation.
It's like those teachers, maybe without even realizing it, they planted the seeds that, you know, would eventually grow into the B1 gang's passion for investigative journalism.
Exactly. It really shows the power of education, doesn't it? Not just in the traditional sense, but in how it shapes our curiosity, our critical thinking skills, you know, our ability to see the world through different lenses.
And it really highlights that sometimes the most valuable lessons are learned outside of the classroom. You know, in the hallways, on the playground, in those moments of, like, spontaneous discovery and collaboration.
I agree. The B1 Gang story reminds us that education isn't just about absorbing information. It's about cultivating those essential skills, like observation, critical thinking, empathy, a healthy dose of skepticism, all the things we need to, you know, navigate a world that's full of mysteries and misinformation.
Well, let's not forget teamwork. The B1 Gang wouldn't be the same without each member's unique strengths and perspectives.
Absolutely. They show us that even the most challenging mysteries can be solved when we work together, you know, pool our knowledge and embrace those differences that actually make us stronger.
It all comes down to teamwork.
Yeah.
So our deep dive into the B1 gang, it comes to an end. But their story, kind of like a good mystery, it stays with you. It makes you think. And it kind of like encourages us to explore those, you know, hidden truths in our own lives, right?
What mysteries are out there waiting for you to uncover? What hidden talents are you going to discover within yourself, within the people around you? The answers, my friend, are waiting to be found.
That's a great note to end on. And on that note, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.